From the beginning, God communicated his love for mankind through signs. The rainbow promising never to flood the earth again.
The cloud by day, pillar of fire by night, and the burning bush were all signs of his presence to us.
To Moses, he gave the law.
To the Israelites, the Ark of the Covenant.
To Solomon, the temple.
Yet some signs foretell an even greater promise.
The promise of a Savior.
Lord, we wait in darkness. Send us a sign of grace and mercy of your great love's design.
Lord, hear our cries for mercy. Hear our anguish, God, for grace divine. Give answer to our prayers, Lord. We wait for you. Send us a sign.
Shine with me.
Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost.
Give ear and come to me. Hear me that your soul may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, my faithful love promised to David.
Surely you will summon nations you know not, and nations that do not know you will hasten to you because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has endowed you with splendor.
Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the evil man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord and he will have mercy on him and to our God, for he will freely pardon.
You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands.
Instead of the thorn bush will grow a pine tree, and instead of briars, the myrtle will grow. This will be for the Lord's renown, for an everlasting sign, which will not be destroyed.
The sign of the Promised One.
A priest named Zechariah, who along with his wife Elizabeth greatly desired a child. Zechariah and Elizabeth were righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and before the Lord blameless, but no child had come to them, and they were very advanced in years. So it was that while Zechariah was serving as a priest, it fell to him to burn incense in the temple of the Lord. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him, and Zechariah was very afraid. But the angel said to him,
"Do not be afraid, for your prayers have been heard. Your wife will have a son, and you shall call his name John. You will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice of his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit, and he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. He will go before the path of God's chosen one to make ready a people prepared for him."
Elizabeth was advanced in years, and the old man Zechariah could not understand how this could come to pass. So the angel said to him,
I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God and was sent to you to bring you these good tidings. But behold, this shall be a sign to you. You will be mute and not able to speak until these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their own time."
The people waiting for Zechariah to emerge from the temple were concerned because he had lingered so long. When he came out, he was speechless, and they perceived that he had seen a vision. So it was that day came, and Zechariah and Elizabeth were blessed with a son named John. Zechariah was able to speak and told all about what the angel had said to him.
And John grew to be called the prophet of the highest, and went before the face of the Lord to prepare his way and to give knowledge of salvation to his people, just as the sign of the angel revealed.
The sign of the prophet.
The prophet has come.
the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a virgin named Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her,
"Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women."
When she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her,
"Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive, bring forth a son, and call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end."
Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her,
"This will be a sign. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will come over you. The Holy One born to you will be called the Son of God."
Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be according to your word."
The sign of the Virgin.
Singing praise to God on high.
It came to pass that the days were accomplished for Mary to be delivered, and she brought forth a son, wrapped him in cloths, and laid him in a manger.
Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel of the Lord said to them,
"Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all for all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in cloths, lying in a manger."
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying,
"Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward all."
So it was, when the angels went away from them into the heavens, that the shepherds went back to Bethlehem, and they found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger, just as the angel had promised.
The sign of the manger.
Simple shepherd, do you see?
Glory up, glory up, glory to
after Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of the king of Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born the King of Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him."
When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he called together all of the chiefs, priests, and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem of Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written."
"And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel."
When Herod heard, called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time of the star had appeared, he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you have found him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him."
After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star that they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. And when they saw the star, they were overjoyed.
On coming to the house, they saw the child and his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures, and they presented him with gifts of gold, of incense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
The sign of the star.
Thank you.
when 8 days were completed, Mary and Joseph circumcised the babe and called him Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived. And they brought him to the temple to present him to the Lord. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem named Simeon, a just and devout man waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. He took the babe in his arms and blessed God, saying,
Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the faces of all peoples, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. Behold, this child is destined for the fall and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that the hearts of many will be revealed.
Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven.
Praise be to God for long ago revealing the sign of the promised one.
We thank you, God, for giving us the sign of John the Baptist, the prophet.
Blessed be the name of the Lord for the sign of the Virgin Mary.
Like the shepherds, we rejoice upon discovering the sign of the manger.
We join the wise men who, being led by the sign of the star, bowed and worshiped the Christ.
Let all God's people rejoice because of the sign of the new light.
The light of Christ, the Son of God.